Welcome in to the Daily Tap for Sunday, January 14th, a little later than we've been doing it on the weekends. Had some brunch plans and then was like, well, not going to tape before the Jags and Steelers game came to a close because it was a classic. Finish out the way it did. We'll talk about getting on the Jaguars bandwagon. We'll talk about a pathetic Bucks performance and why I might be out on brunch in 2018. So even though this is a local podcast, I think we need to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars first and talk about the fact that I'm a very stupid man. And, you know, there's the phrase that scared money doesn't make money. And I'm a little bit of a gambler. You might know that. You might not. And last night we're at the bar and I've had a few drinks at this point. But I'm like to my roommate, Fant, who has a Bovada account. And I said, hey, what about a money line bet on the Jaguars? What does that net us? It was plus 225. So I could have easily walked away, $10 back, could have walked away with 25, you know, 20, you know, 45. You know, we could have walked away with some nice money and even parlayed that, and we could have won a lot of money, and I didn't do it, and I am kicking myself. I was all over the Jaguars. I told you guys on Saturday why the Jaguars were going to win this game, and I didn't listen to myself, and I feel like such a fucking idiot. Like, I am just a dumbass. Like, I should have took that money, and I should have saw it and ran with it, and I should have done it. Instead, I'm just going to be mad. I'm going to be stewing all day. It's like a bad DraftKings play. Like, that's usually my source, and it's like where you have a guy, but then you go off him at the last minute, and he goes off, and your guy's shit. It happens all the time. And this is just yet another example of it. So tough there, but let's talk about the game a little bit itself. You know, I definitely was going to save NFL playoff talk for Monday, but I think we'll work our way around it. We'll definitely talk about Saints Vikings tomorrow, as well as a few other things. So, and preview the games itself, New England and Jacksonville, and then whomever wins between the Saints and the Vikings playing the Eagles. That game is yet to kick off. I think they're going to kick off about 2 minutes here. So Jacksonville just came out with a ton of fire, came out with a game plan, and just outcoached Pittsburgh up and down the field. Mike Tomlin is an average coach at best. He is maybe in the bottom 15 coaching one of the most talented rosters. I don't know if this is a job defining, if this is a career defining loss for Tomlin. It's definitely disappointing. It's they came in and lost a shootout, no less, to a Jacksonville team who scored 10 points last week at home. It's incredible. It is an incredible win by the Jacksonville Jaguars. They wanted it more the entire game long. The Steelers got bailed out. Remember, two of their touchdowns were on fourth down heaves from Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger played a fantastic football game, but he is the only reason they won. They were close in this game. It's wild to think about, but this Jacksonville team put the hurt on Pittsburgh, and they can beat New England. I hope people understand that. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow and talk more about that this weekend, next weekend, but they can beat New England. I am confident in that. I do believe that to be a reality. Stay tuned. I like that. I like their chances. I think it can happen. You know, Fournette, great game. Jalen Ramsey kind of struggled against Antonio Brown, and maybe this Jags secondary isn't as good as people thought it to be or what, but, you know, can Brady do some of the same things that Big Ben did? Because Big Ben had a field day, 384 yards. That's pretty impressive, four touchdowns. He was slinging it out there, even in a loss. But Blake Bortles, again, you know, keeps shrugging off the haters. And the sooner you get on the Blake Bortles bandwagon, the sooner you'll be happy. And I was fully on last week, and I hope I'm inviting everybody else on the Jags bandwagon. I know everybody will be because they want to see the Patriots win, not win. And this whole thing about, well, Tom Brady and they have to play Mariota and then Bortles, that's a joke. Okay, the Jaguars are a much better team than the Titans. I hope everyone understands that. I hope everyone understands that the Jaguars are the second best team in the AFC. It's not the Steelers. The Steelers had a hot run, and if you remember the Pittsburgh season, they won so many games close. There is a honest-to-God chance they could have been a 10-6 team. They got away with so much bullshit throughout the year and won in the last second and pulled it out because they're a really talented team and have really talented guys that allow that shit to happen. So don't act like this Pittsburgh team was like world beaters because they would have got housed by New England. They would have got absolutely beat down. And so good for Jacksonville. I am happy. I, as a Jags fan, I am now thinking about, do I need some Jaguars gear? Do I just, would it be that much of a front running move to get some Jaguars gear? I don't know. Might take a look at 47 brand, see what they got. See if I can get on the Jags bandwagon before they make the Super Bowl. So, and let me tell you, it would be pretty funny if Minnesota got just an absolutely garbage Super Bowl. And I don't want to, I mean, I love the Midwest, but it would be really humorous. But no, you don't have a soul if you're not rooting for Jacksonville. I like New England. I'm a New England guy. I like Tom Brady. I like what the Patriots do. But I am going to be in full throat for the Jaguars next Sunday. So go Jags. Go America. Also go Saints as they kick off right now. Moving forward to the Milwaukee Bucks, we worried this game the Bucks could be a little hungover, a little lifeless, and sure enough, they were. 79 total points for the Milwaukee Bucks. That is absolute garbage. They hung in there in the first half, and then the Heat sort of figured it out and blew out the Bucks in the second half. It was just bad. You know, Bucks only had 5 points with 4 minutes left to go in the third quarter. They picked it up a little bit, but just an ugly night. You know, Giannis, only 12 shot attempts. That cannot happen. I understand. Eric Bledsoe and Chris Middleton were a combined 7 of 32. Why are they shooting so much? Chris Middleton now in the last two games is 5 for his last 28. He is ice cold. The Bucks need to do something. This something needs to come of this, because this team got South Beached. This team played like a team who went out last night. I think Jordan Tresky had that, and then they got South Beached, and they did. You know, 4 of 28 from 3. They did 31% total. They just looked terrible. They looked like a team hungover, and it was a worry. I thought that this was a bad recipe for the Bucks, and sure enough, they got their asses kicked. And now they are one game away from being under 500 or being at 500 as 22-20, which is, I would say, one of the more underperforming teams in the league. Bucks right now in conference are the eighth seed. That is right. The Bucks are the eighth seed. This team with Giannis having an amazing year is at the eight. And if you want to think, how did the Bucks move from Jason Kidd? They keep losing. It's going to happen. And so, like I said on Friday, or I think it was Saturday, you don't want to root for losses. But if you, one silver lining could be this being the dismissal of Jason Kidd, because this team's too good to be 22-20. They are way too good to be 22-20. And more losses like this are inexcusable. You know, to lose close games is one thing. To get your ass kicked multiple times in a month is a bit concerning. You know, this is now the second time they've been just shithoused by a team. Indiana got them last week. Miami gets them this week. So at some point you have to start wondering, you know, what's going to happen here. And Giannis deferring to his teammates can't happen. Giannis was 6 of 12. He needed to take over this game. He needed to say, look, I am the motherfucking star of this team. If you don't like it, get the hell out. I don't need you. Do this. Give me the damn ball. He cannot be deferring like that. That is just not how it works anymore. It's bullshit. And that's really what it all comes down to. Bucks now play at Washington for Martin Luther King Day at 1:00 tomorrow. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. We'll talk a little bit about it, preview it tomorrow. You know, that's a big game. I wouldn't say it's a must win, but Milwaukee needs something. And to lose 3 straight to 3 playoff teams is a little concerning. And it's not trending well for the Bucks right now as they continue to look pathetic in this month. They haven't looked good all month. And I hope people realize that. They have not looked good for this entire month. There is something about it that's just not looking right. And I hope a lot of people are seeing that, because it's starting to come true. Okay, so last topic of the day. Little off sports. Like I said, I was out to brunch, is why I'm taping late. And good friend Pat Luce, follower of the show, listener of the show. Love brunch. I'm a brunch guy. And I just, man, is just like brunch something people do all the fucking time? Like, why the hell do I go into a restaurant and it's a 2-hour wait for brunch? There's enough brunch places around the, you know, Milwaukee, Tulsa area. Can we spread it out? Blue's Egg didn't even have parking spots. We didn't even bother asking. They probably would have laughed at us in like 3 hours. Thankfully, we got nice donuts, got nice burritos at Cranky Al's. Shout out to them. Really quick, really easy. There needs to be more Cranky Al's around the area that are just simple spots that have a little bit of breakfast food where you can get some snacks and maybe get a donut and just enjoy it, because this shit is ridiculous. Like, is it just that everybody thinks brunch is so hip and trendy and we gotta go see everybody? Like, Mitch was with me, saying, like, you know, some of these people, it's like they do it all the time. It's like for guys like us who just do it every once in a while, we can't just sit down and just enjoy ourselves. And he's absolutely right. You can't. It is the middle of January. It is the middle of winter. It is ass cold outside. And yet we still have these motherfuckers showing up to brunch all day long. And it's just ridiculous. I might be out on brunch. I might just say, you know what? If we're going to go, I need reservations. Like, some places do res. And that's the other thing. It would be so much better if brunch had reservations. I get the risk because it's Sunday or it's Saturday. You might get too drunk the night before. Might, you know, not feel in the mood to go to brunch. And then you're like, oh, it's an easy cancel. But more brunch places with reservations and more places like Cranky Al's will how we fix brunch in 2018, because it is getting out of hand, Milwaukee. We shouldn't have to worry about going to places and being 2 or 3 hour wait. You know, Pat's in Green Bay. Blue's Egg is a lot. There's a lot of hype to Blue's Egg. He probably wanted to check it out. I should have that opportunity. And like, This does sound like a very privileged thing for me to talk about, but still, it's like, come on, like, it's stupid that this type of shit you have to be driving all over the city to find like a good spot. So, thanks to the people at Cranky Al's for letting us hang out, drink coffee, shoot the shit, as well as have an enjoyable brunch. And like I said, more places like that, more places doing reservations, and we can fix brunch in 2018. That is a campaign slogan. I think that, you know, maybe Governor Walker, maybe his opponents can get to. You know, I'm fixing brunch for 2018. I think more people would listen. You want to get more suburban voters? Just talk about how you'd fix brunch in 2018. I'd be all ears. Okay, so that wraps up a quick daily tap. I'm going to go watch the Saints-Vikings game, edit this down. We'll have a podcast again tomorrow talking probably more about the other NFL games from the weekend. Talk about Falcons-Eagles, a little bit of Titans-New England, as well as whatever happens in the Saints-Vikings game. Probably look ahead to everything else that's going on in the NFL, maybe a little bit of Bucks. I don't think there's any sort of Packer news or anything that we'll be covering there, but we never know. And maybe there's some Brewer stuff to talk about as well. So we'll just get you going. Hopefully the snow doesn't hit too bad tonight, guys, and we're all safe and happy here in Wisconsin. So take care and have a good rest of your day. See ya.